the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, members. The Borough of Seabright, in compliance with the Public Open Meeting Act, has provided the time, date, and location of this meeting to at least two designated newspapers. Publish the same in the Asbury Park Press, the official newspaper, filed it with the borough clerk, and posted notice on the bulletin board in the borough offices and on the borough website. We have a roll call, please.
Councilor Cashmore.
Here.
Chairman Cunningham. Mr. Julio.
Here.
Mr. DeSalle.
Here.
Councilman Weinstein.
Absent.
Mayor Long.
Absent.
Mr. Knott.
Not here.
Mr. Smith.
Here.
Mr. McGinley. Ms. Bills.
Here.
And Ms. Wright.
Here.
Okay, first on the agenda this evening will be the approval of the minutes of 6-11-19. Do you have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Smith and Knott. Smith. Thank you. And those who can vote, Mr. DeSalle.
Yes.
Mr. Knott.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
And Ms. Wright.
Yes.
The next thing on the agenda would be the memorialization of the resolution for Donald and Patricia Pignataro. That's 414 Ocean Avenue.
It's an amended resolution because the lot number was not correct.
If that's the only change, we have a motion to approve that.
I'll second.
Mr. Cashman.
Yes.
Mr. Julio.
Yes.
Mr. DeSalle.
Yes.
Mr. Knott.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Ms. Bills.
Yes.
And Ms. Wright.
Yes.
Next on the agenda would be the memorialization of Gerard and Dawn Keene, which is 5 New Street. It was the one north of Land's End.
Right.
And actually, it was extending the house a little longer it still was a long lot, so they had to move the building.
Yeah, I think it was like 60 by 140, or I know it was 140 deep.
It's a shame that it's being appealed, but...
Let it pass.
So they wanted the county, and then they're right now...
Well, if they don't want it to be extended, what else can they do?
Well, they're going to the next stage of the court, and they can't, the people that own the property can't afford to continue to fight it.
What else could they do?
The property owners? They could come up, meet with Lanza people and say, you know, what would make you happy, and try to revise their...
Maybe some landscaping.
Yeah, revise their plans. You know what, there were trees along there, so I don't...
Maybe even landscaping on Lanza's property.
Yeah, well, yeah.
If they go see it at the court, they don't appeal, do they lose that?
They could, it depends on the appellate division on what they...
Was it the appellate division, you don't give anyone testimony?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And so basically...
Can't they just show up and hope for the best?
No.
No?
You've got to actually submit, exactly. Which is why we...
What's out of our hands?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work to do an appellate brief hearing, and I don't want to charge the board for that, it's not...
It's a shame that people can't build their house.
It is, so I'm hoping that the two sides will talk. Actually, I think they were out of time, but maybe not. But I did speak to Rich Scria, which was the attorney for FAN. So we'll see what they're going to do. But they may talk and come up with something that's acceptable to Lanza. So I just wanted to update them there.
Okay.
All righty.
There's no other business, is there nobody in the public? Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Okay, I'll make a motion.
Second.
I'll second.
We're all second.
All third.
That was a quick meeting.
We meet again on August 27th.
Yes.
Not on August 27th.
I will.